now, the Goldbergs. The stork came to the Goldbergs and delivered a 6-year-old French boy. This is the way it seems to the Goldbergs, who gave a nice lodging to a woman and a child. Now the mother is gone. She left a note asking Molly to take care of the child until she returned. But little David speaks only French, and Molly only speaks English, so we'll listen.
Pamela, where are you?
Here, Ma.
So come here, dear, my bear.
I'm coming.
There's Rosalie with the child.
She's outside, Ma.
Oh. What are we going to do, Pamela? The child only speaks French. You should know some French. I remember you used to do homework. You had French examinations, I remember.
I know a little French, Ma. But...
Maybe it would be enough for you to make him understand that his mother left a letter that as soon as possible she'll come back.
Yeah.
That you can make him understand.
Well, I tried, Ma.
Let me hear Pamela say, say Mama in French.
Mama.
Mama?
Mama.
This is the same, huh? It's the same. Say, Pamela, I'll turn out my light. I'm making cooked cereal for the fire. How would you say cook cereal?
That I wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know?
No.
Pamela, how would you say eat in French?
Manger.
Manger. Oh, yeah, I wonder who in the village would really know how to converse in the language.
Molly.
Yeah?
Any reason for holes in my stock?
Holes? Where did you found them?
In the basket upstairs.
Why didn't you look in the drawer? The ones in the basket are the unmended ones.
Since last spring, I see socks in the basket.
You'll see them next spring also, Jake. They're perpetual mending, no? You're ready for breakfast, so sit. Pamela, how do you say it again?
Manger.
Manger.
Why don't you call Dr. Cater? He evidently knows French.
I saw doctors knew Latin.
How far is Latin from French?
Pretty far.
Maybe call Pamela, yes.
If you're 4 years of high school, Sammy, you should know more than Willie.
Oh, Pa, please.
Yes, please. What is a human being with no language? Blind. Yes, blind. That's that.
Call up Pamela, huh?
Where's the child?
Rosalie's working with him. She wouldn't eat.
Dr. Taylor, please.
But his mother said she would be coming back soon. That you could make him understand, no?
Hello, Dr. Taylor.
Forgive me if the doctor's
just
there.
Just a minute.
Make it short. I'd like to swallow a couple of it.
Coffee is warming.
Here, Ma.
Give me. Hello? Hello, Dr. Taylor? This is Mrs. Goldberg. This is Dr. Taylor Jr., no? Oh, I thought you were ready then to venture back to New York. But that's a long weekend. But, yes, doctor, I just called especially to say that something unforeseen has occurred with us last night. Yes. So, a mother and a child within our barn. Yes. And, well, that's not the end, doctor. That's only the beginning. So we brought him in the house, and in the middle of the night, the mother ran away.
And left a note.
And left a note.
In English.
In English.
But the child speaks French.
Oh, please.
The child only speaks French, doctor. And do you converse?
Fluently.
Fluently. Yes. Oh, so will you do that, doctor? Oh, thank you very much. How's that? Yes, we received a letter from Sylvia. Very pleasant letter. She's going to go to college this winter. And so far, all is well. Oh, you heard also? Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad. Yes. All right, doctor. Thank you very, very much. Bye.
Well?
Dr. Cater's car is right up the road someplace, tending to a patient. And he's going to call him. He should stop off over here.
Dr. Cater Sr. speaks French?
Evidently. Where are you, Sammy?
Oh, yeah.
Come eat, darling. Come sit and eat. I'll lay you out the cereal, dear.
I'll have cereal, too.
Sit, Pamela, please.
4 years in high school.
Oh, yes, please.
2 years in college.
Oh, I haven't had French.
Oh, all right, Sammy, all right.
Come in, David. David, manger?
No.
Why not manger, David? Why not? Voulez-vous manger, David?
Yes.
Je ne veux pas manger. Oui, maman. Je veux maman. Où est-elle allée? Emmenez-moi chez elle.
Maybe my French teacher could come over, Ma.
Try, darling. Dr. Cater's father's coming over by the way. So if you fix a bowl of tea, and maybe he'll eat it.
Ma, help me the handkerchief. Give me a handkerchief, family.
Here's mine.
Give me.
Mouchoir, David.
Bob circles in his handkerchief.
Handkerchief. David, darling, smush, brother. Blow, darling, smush, brother. Just right.
Cater's car, Rosalie. Let me see.
Yes, it is.
To David, dear.
I'll stay with you, David. Take the handkerchief from the child.
I'll open the door.
I'll stay with you, David.
Good morning, Dr. Cater.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr.
You got my message,
doctor?
Yes, I did. This is the little boy, doctor.
What's his name?
David.
David, eh? Bonjour, David.
Bonjour, monsieur. And doctor, this is a note the mother left. There is it.
It's in your apron pocket, Ma.
Oh, I have it. She left and she's coming back as soon as she finds work.
I see.
Here, doctor. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
I want you to tell him in French that his mother left the note. And maybe you could read it to him, doctor.
Molly, leave it to Dr. Cater.
Yes, ici, David. Oh, n'aie pas peur. Voici une lettre de ta maman. Comprends-tu?
Oui, maman.
What did it say, doctor?
He wants to know where his mother is. Elle va revenir, David. Elle le dit dans sa lettre.
Quand?
Aussitôt qu'elle aura trouvé du travail, gagné un peu d'argent.
Pourquoi ne m'as-tu pas qu'elle va venir?
What did he say?
Why didn't you take him with her? Eh bien, what did David... Sa maman a pensé que tu serais beaucoup mieux ici. C'est ces braves gens. Ils sont gentils, n'est-ce pas? Ils t'ont bien accueilli?
Si.
Alors il faut que tu sois un vrai petit homme en attendant qu'elle revienne.
Bien sûr,
tu vas
revenir.
What did he say?
Do I think his mother will come back?
Oh, she will. Alors,
bien sûr que ta maman va revenir. Oui, elle t'aime, n'est-ce pas?
Si. Et moi aussi, je l'aime bien.
Oh, bien sûr que tu l'aimes bien.
Tell him to eat.
Et maintenant, il faut manger.
Il t'a faim.
Oh, ça ne fait rien. Il faut bien que tu manges quelque chose. Donc, voyons, un petit peu.
What's his other name?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
David Leland.
Mais c'est pas un enfant, c'est ça.
Je suis né en Italie. J'ai vécu en France. Et mon père était américain.
Yeah. What did he say, Nelson?
He was born in Italy. He lived in France. And his father was an American.
Oh. Je suis citoyen américain.
Ah, he's an American citizen.
Oh, where's his father?
Wait, let him eat before more questions.
And où est ton père?
Il n'est plus en vie.
Oh, his father isn't living.
Oh, wait, no more questions. Mangez, David.
Allons, mange maintenant. Et puis nous irons faire une petite promenade dans les environs. Il y a beaucoup de choses à voir, tu sais.
Maybe he should start to go to school here.
And Vicky, aller à l'école?
Oui. Je voudrais jouer au baseball.
Oh.
Je suis citoyen américain.
He wants to go to school and play baseball because he's an American citizen. Eh bien, tu iras à l'école. Tiens, voilà une idée. On te prendra peut-être là-bas comme professeur de la langue française. On te mettra tes grandes lunettes. Et mon pantalon, une perruque de cheveux gris, hein?
Oh, que j'aurais l'air drôle.
Ah, c'est bien lui, hein?
What did you say, Dr. Why is he laughing?
We're going to make him the French professor.
Yes, the French professor.
Well, David's ready to settle down with the Goldbergs. But just what are they going to do with him? And where will it all end? Jake says probably with Molly learning French.